broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It gets better. It really does. And you may be thinking, what does Tim Gunn understand?
When she was dropped off, I stayed with her, and the guy took off again.
It's part of the reality of a university campus.
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And Word Truth is our bitch on this show. And tonight we have a roundtable with Dave Oliva, an aspiring police officer attending the Los Angeles Police Academy, and with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we discuss, a topic of compelling public interest, the city of Flint, Michigan, and who knows how many other cities, having to cut back on police protection, and in so doing, asking for volunteers for a new citizen patrol corps, the Blue Badge Volunteer Patrol Corps, city of Flint, Michigan. For those of you watching on the video cast right now, I'm holding up the flyer. It's a Xerox of the flyer that has been passed out by the city of Flint. And while, you know, we applaud the public service of all people, the fact that a city is running so low on money that it has to cut back on police service is, I think, pretty critical. Also later on tonight, we'll have Reverend Dave Castorini. David Castorini will be joining us on some radical steps that he had to take to raise money for his youth ministry and how many people it cost him, that is, leaving his church. That's all tonight. 877-876-PHIL, affiliate spotlight tonight on San Antonio's KRPT 92.5 FM. The great people in San Antonio airing our station, as well as in Wichita, KQAM 1480 AM, longtime Phil Hendry supporters there in Wichita, Kansas. Thank you so much for being a part of the Phil Hendry Radio Show Network. So I have not only that flyer, but also the story out of Flint, Michigan, and hanging on the line with us first from the South Bay is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and from Northern L.A. County, I believe up the valley there, is Dave Oliva, and we thank both of you gentlemen for joining us tonight. Jay, how are you?
I'm real good, Phil. Good to be with you.
And Mr. Oliva?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing good. I have a bit of a problem hearing what you're saying, but it's good to be on tonight to talk about this.
Okay, Dave and Jay, the city of Flint, Michigan, is hosting a free two-day training session for anyone interested in joining the Blue Badge Patrol. The training sessions are for residents interested in being a volunteer at one of the city's police mini stations, a neighborhood crime watch, or the Flint Police Volunteer Program. The sessions will be held on October the 9th and October the 16th. Now, residents in Flint have had to face several cutbacks on city services due to budget shortfalls. The city is currently $1.43 million in the red. The shortfall reflects an expected revenue shortfall this year of nearly $860,000 and expected spending deficit next year of nearly $570,000. And the mayor of Flint said that all the city departments are working to trim from 10 to 12% from their budgets. And that would include police and fire, although firefighters will get a 3% wage increase negotiated during their contract talks in 2008. I'm going to start with you, Jay. As a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you have familiarity with the idea of volunteer police corps. Can you tell us what you think of this idea?
Well, we looked at this today, Phil, and it was part of something that had come over the internet, and I was apprised of it by Major Elvis Newton. He had handed me a copy of it, and I don't think too much of it, and I'll tell you why. First of all, people in Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is our auxiliary police unit, we don't consider ourselves volunteers. We do not take a salary per se, but that's only because we are very motivated to assist and to augment the activities of police. We are able, through our Citizens Auxiliary Police Corps, to do the things police don't have the numbers to do, whether it's to sit in a restaurant and simply have a meal and listen to the people that are talking around. And, you know, if you hear something that is going to cause a public disturbance or something, of course you do want to go over and, you know, ask those people what to talk about. If there's a young lady dressed inappropriately coming out of the mall, is she going to cause some kind of a reaction among a lot of dirty old men, you know, in the town? These are things that they can't do. And can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Hold on for just a minute.
Yeah, I'll finish in a minute. And these are things that we do. We specialize in. We do flare drops, so we can check the under chassis of a SUV if there is a woman driving that SUV who is of a weight that is a dangerous weight, and especially if she has children in that car. We're going to have to remove her from that vehicle, and certainly have to impound that vehicle. These are things that no volunteer, you know, I don't know what they think they're doing, but...
Well, it sounded to me a lot like what you guys are doing. They're asking citizens...
No, it's not, it's got nothing to do with what we're doing. We're not asking citizens anything. I handpick the people we got, and these are all men who live, you know, on my street or a couple streets over. One of them I know lives a couple streets over. One of them lives on Major Elks Newton Street, but... It's not about living on the streets, but these are men that I handpick. So they're not volunteers.
And but what about they're even, it seems like, using a blue badge?
Well, that is also something that we're going to have to look into, because if they are confusing themselves purposely with Citizens Auxiliary Police, Michigan River Patrol, New York City Light Police, the Gator Brigade, the Beaver Brigade, or the West Texas Range Riders, or any other volunteer police agency, we got something to talk about. But that's neither here nor there.
All right, Dave, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say that it's pretty interesting listening to what Mr. Santos, I think.
Jake Santos, yeah.
What Mr. Santos was saying. I'm training to be, I hope to enter the L.A. Police Academy. Let's talk reality. Let's talk about what, you know, the police need. First of all, I do not recommend volunteer police agency. I'm sure they're very well-meaning, but what we need out there are police officers. We need a lot of police officers. And we also have to find a way to save money on our police service. So it seems obvious to me that we need to put more police officers in training, but also to cut back on the amount of time that it takes to train a police officer. There's an awful lot of time being spent, I think, on meaningless training. A lot of this has to do, quite frankly, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind me using the language of the street, a lot of this has to do with training a police officer how to be nice to a scumbag.
That part I'd probably agree with.
Yeah, well, hold on for a minute.
What do you mean by being nice to a scumbag?
Well, I mean, don't cuff him too tight and make sure that he's comfortable. And, I'm not saying don't read him his rights. Of course you read him his rights, but... let me put it to you this way. I think we need to spend less time wasting time talking to police officers about how to make scumbags feel good about their life, and more time training them in the proper use of a taser.
And all right, let me ask you something here. We had a police officer in Oakland pull his service revolver instead of a taser.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Wait. You say cutting back on training. Yeah, it sounds to me like they need more training.
They need to cut back in certain areas of training where they're learning how to, make sure the guy is comfortable, don't bump your head, all of these things that you hear police say. I'm not saying don't train a police officer to know the difference between a service revolver and a taser. Of course you have to learn that. But I'm also saying you have to train a police officer to, hey, you know something? I say use the taser more and don't be all about making some old lady, feel good. They make officers study way too many books and manuals on laws and stuff meant to make the suspect feel all comfortable. And all we want to do is go out and bust them.
Let me add something here. This gentleman here is talking about, more police officers and less training. Boy, if there's anything we don't need, we need more training.
And, see, you're a volunteer policeman.
Hold on for a minute. I'm not a volunteer policeman. I started Citizens Auxiliary. Well, actually, Major Elvis Newton did.
And, well, that's fine. And
Well, Dave, just let him finish there.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, but we are Citizens Auxiliary Police. We know special techniques on how to help people get through rain, for instance, by oiling their tires. We know how to... look through a woman's purse. We know what to look for if we're going into someone's home. We know how to do a search in a home without necessarily having to get no search warrant by using our, being friendly and sort of talking to people and making our way in the house. We just know things that a policeman don't know. But
you violated, in Dave's case, he's talking about less training when it comes to the law and more, you know, manuals on how to, you know, arrest guys. You're talking about quasi-constitutional. It sounds to me both of you guys are talking about less emphasis on the law, more emphasis on kicking ass.
No, I'm not talking about that at all, because everything we do is legal. And
I don't think it's legal if you go into a house and you don't have a search warrant.
It's legal if they let me step in, and once I'm in, then I'm invited in. And that's the thing. And I know how to go through, you know, and I'll be very honest with you. If I got to go through an underwear drawer, if I got to look through a woman's underwear drawer, that's going to be very, very sensitive to the family involved. So I do it in a way, in a manner that is not going to be offensive. And
going through a woman's underwear drawer looking for what?
Well, that was the subject of the conversation we had, Mr. Henry, with regard to sex crimes that may be committed by the husband.
Okay, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the need for some municipalities, some communities to cut back on police protection because of expense. Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are an unpaid auxiliary police unit created by just citizens. Dave Oliva is aspiring to be a police officer. He believes we need more cops, less training when it comes to the law, and more training using tasers, I think is what you said, Dave.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think we're living in a society that's becoming more and more, like, worried about tasers. We should be using a taser more so you can put a suspect down, like that old lady in Texas or that old man that got tased, and less worrying about a scumbag that you know is going to go to jail. I'm not saying the old lady's a scumbag. There's too much worry about scumbags and not enough worry about arrest. And that's what I'm saying we need. And Mr. Santos with his auxiliary police is fine, but he's not a real police, you know.
Well, you know, between the two of us, Mr. Oliva, is it?
Dave Oliva.
Mr. Oliva, sorry. Between the two of us, I'm more of the police officer, because I'm talking about using my personality and my people skills to do things as sensitive as look through a woman's underwear drawer or go through her purse, or if need be, on some occasions, we've had to give physical exams to elderly women, and they're very, very invasive. And yet I've been able to do all of this. And
what physical exams to elderly women?
When we had there was a menopause awareness, I think, pamphlet that went out, how it might affect people driving, things like that.
That's what I'm saying, Mr. Ernie. This is, you can't. I mean, what are you going to do, man? You're going to have volunteers out there, looking at, you know, doing exams on old ladies. We need police officers, but we need them to bust heads, And
all right, I hear what both of you are saying. On the one hand, Mr. Santos, you're saying we need more people skills among our more volunteer cops with more people skills. And
no, not more volunteer. We need more police auxiliary guys like me. I didn't volunteer. I decided that I'm going to do it, right? And
what if somebody wants to volunteer for Citizens Auxiliary Police?
We handpick them. You don't come to us. We go to you. And we do something as simple as we may just drop a card on your desk. And when you look up, we're gone. We may do something as simple as that. Drop a card on a table you're having lunch at. When you look up, who put the card there? We're gone. That's how I roll. I don't know about nobody else.
Well, I don't understand that. To me, it's more, you don't need more than a high school education to be a police officer. And the basic technique of how to put handcuffs on, fire a weapon, use a billy stick, that's it, and go out.
But the legal questions...
No, we are... I'm just talking about right now, We don't need that right now.
877-876-PHIL. So one of these guys, Dave, sounds to me like he wants to go back to the old days of policing, the pre-Miranda Rights days, where all you need is a high school education, a billy stick, a service revolver, and let's go to work. And in the case of Jay Santos, a citizen's auxiliary policeman, he wants the right to continue to investigate by going into people's homes, looking through their underwear drawer, looking through their purses, asking them questions, conducting gynecological exams and so forth. They're completely a volunteer. There's no salary paid to these guys. But they, as he said, you know, they talk their way into a house. I think a lot of this stuff is very quasi-constitutional. But we'll get your thoughts on this as we look at this crisis. Is there enough money for police? What do we do? Do we retrain cops right out of high school, a little less on the book work, a little more on the taser, or do we use guys like Jay Santos? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I thought I was going to be on the show by myself. I don't get where...
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and along with him is Dave Oliva. Dave is an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. He's taking law enforcement now at L.A. Canyon College. And I would say, before we ask Jay and Dave to sort of pitch their sides, I'd ask my audience, right now in the city of Flint, Michigan, and I imagine in other cities across the country, budget cuts are forcing towns like Flint to cut back on police services. Do you feel that Flint's answer, which is a volunteer corps, or something more than that, Jay Santos's Citizens Auxiliary Police, is the answer? Or do you agree with Mr. Oliva, who says that the police should be trained less? We need more of them out on the street. Police officers don't need more than a high school education, a taser, a gun, a billy stick, and the basic Miranda rights. Dave, go ahead and make your pitch, and then Jay, we'll get to you, okay?
Well, I was hoping I'd go...
Hold on. Dave, go ahead. You first.
Mr. Henry, here's my feeling. We need police officers, and budgets are being cut back. Okay. You know, that's the truth of the matter. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. They don't have the money. They don't have the money. So my feeling is that the starting salary for police officers be lowered by just maybe a couple of percent, so that you can save that money, spend less time on the training, because that's very, very cost, money eats up on it, and put the police out there, and let's get back to policing, so that we get scumbags, excuse me for saying that, but let's get the scumbags off the street, and if an old lady gets tased, or, you know, a little kid, nobody... or that old man who got thrown up in the air, that's very unfortunate, and I do not like that, and I do not approve of that. But I think you have to accept for every old man that's going to have seriously be slammed down into a parking lot, you're going to save a lot of lives. And as far as the, and that's all I got to say, really.
Okay, Jay?
Right, Phil. My feeling is very similar to this. We do need the Citizens Auxiliary Police save lives because there is not money available for more officers. We've always needed Citizens Auxiliary Police. Even if you had billions and billions of dollars and you had all the police in the world, you'd still need me, because what I'm able to do, I'm able to go up and down a line for people waiting to see The A-Team, for instance, which is a very violent movie. I can spot the people wearing camo. I can spot the people wearing, you know, like biker, you know, look like a biker or what have you. I can, you know, ask them, could you step out of line? I want to talk to you. You're not going to get no cop to do that because they're all worried about being sued and everything.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. How do you feel about this? Let's go to a phone call very quickly. Kathy in Chico, California. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I truly believe that we do need more police officers, and the auxiliary services are just that, auxiliary services, support to the police officers in our community. But I disagree with the aspiring police officer that the police officers do not need education or training. Police officers are meant to uphold our laws. In order for you to do that, you need to know what our laws are. You need training, and most of all,
there's not enough money. There's not enough money to do it, so... You know,
right. So you want to put out police officers who haven't been trained enough, they're going to take a billy stick on man.
But they are trained to an extent, sir, while you want to just put them out with no money. And right now, ma'am, they don't have enough money to train enough of the police.
Our way, Kathy, is to put the auxiliary police officer out there who is a kind of, I understand you're a woman if you don't want to have your underwear looked at or anything like that, but what we're trying to do more than anything...
All right, hold on. We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Phil Henry Show. We'll be back.
Phil Henry.
That guy cut me off, man.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And by the way, our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. That is the strong right arm of the Phil Henry Show, live streaming video of our show right now. If you want to watch us performing our show, and you can listen to the show right now, as well as get the download tomorrow, either at iTunes or at our website. We have our classic Phil downloads. We have our uncensored pre-show rants that you can download. Archives into the thousands of hours, video downloads. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. With me is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police and Dave Oliva. And we were talking, and this is all brought on by the budget cuts that are causing some cities to have to cut back on police protection. It just, you know, I'm talking to you guys.
Well, Phil, if I could interrupt you, because you asked us to explain what our feeling was, our stand. Do we need more volunteer? And I was talking to Mr. Oliva during the break, and we kind of want you, you know.
Yeah, we were hoping that you would give your feeling. What do you think?
Of the two?
Of the two, yes, sir.
I have to be honest with you, gentlemen. I don't think either plan, either cutting back on police training and having them just only have high school educations, etc., or your volunteer or your auxiliary police is the answer. I think we need to cut back in other areas. I don't think we ever cut back on police, ever. And there may be areas where the police are extending themselves, where we might be able to eliminate a program or two, and unfortunately, like working with neighborhood kids, I don't know. But basic police protection, I would never, ever, I would take the money from something else.
Unfortunately, Ms. Henry, that is not a possibility, and I will tell you this. One of the things that we offer citizens that a regular police do not is that we are able to we are the last line of the defense, and we can we're more effective at cops, because every time a cop uses his weapon, they have to write down a paperwork. It's going to take forever for that police officer to get back out on the street. He's generally taken off street duty, put on desk duty. I only have to report to Major Elvis Newton, myself, or my sub-commanders. We either meet up with Major Elvis Newton once a week, generally a Thursday, either at his sweat lodge or at his hermitage. We go in one at a time and deliver our report, always certain to avoid eye contact with him, and then we leave. That's it.
Mr. Henry, just if you ask the question, I don't know who Major Elvis Newton is, you know. And
he's a gentleman founded a very effective organization, sir.
That may be well and good, sir. What I'm saying, Mr. Henry, there are ways to take the money. For instance, the fire protection, fire departments... I think for a long time, because of 9/11, fire departments were told, oh, you know, these guys are so special in this, and they are very special. There's no question that they're special, but I think they've been given all kinds of, you know, if you want to say having their butt kissed because of 9/11, I think if you get right down to what does a fireman need, he needs a hose and an axe, and that's it, you know, and you can cut way back on fire and give more money to the police. But that's never going to make up for the loss of personnel. So, yeah, more money for the police. Give us more tasers. Give us more, you know, weapons. And less time, wasting time, having to fill out the paperwork. What Mr. Santos was just talking about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I would disagree with you there, Mr. Oliva. I think the fire department, if you say they got their butts kissed, I think they deserved to have their butts kissed. Amazing work. And we finally see what the firefighters go through. We never really knew. We never really paid that much attention to them. It was always about cops. Here, and we love our police, too, but those firefighters are special men and women. Here is Alan. Alan, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva and Jay Santos. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to let y'all know that if they cut back on the police protection, they're going to declare what they call blue law. That's when they're going to bring the National Guard in, and then we're going to have what you call a curfew. They're not going to let somebody like Jay Santos go around policing the place. You don't have a...
Well, it's unfortunately, well, that is the blue law. That's why we wear the blue armband. But we don't want to bring in... There's no need to bring in the National Guard. What we would do is simply go door-to-door and ask very, very, very briefly to come into your home, check through these areas that people do conceal things.
You don't have that authority.
Well, if you invited me in, I do. If you invite me in, I do.
You don't have that authority. You don't have the authority to go through nobody's house.
Wait, if you gave me the permission to come into your house?
No, they give you permission to come in, they can ask you to leave. You have no right to search nobody's house. At all,
well,
period.
I do not have the right unless if you invited me in and I said to you, is it okay if I, for instance, get a handkerchief? Then you say yes, then it's all right for me to go.
How does that give you the right to go through someone's underwear drawer?
What we're trying to do, Phil, if I could just have a moment, we're trying to do search without violating the Constitution or alarming the homeowner.
You don't have the right to search
your questions. We use questions that, if they answer in the affirmative, they give me a right.
And you made the statement that you stopped an SUV and you're going to ask the woman, you're going to confiscate her vehicle because she weighs too much?
No, we're only talking about the axle. As you know, sir, there's a load there are load limits on all vehicles.
Do you know what the load limit is? Tell me what the load limit is on a regular driver license. Can you answer that? I want to know what the load limit is on a regular driver license. Do you know what it is?
It depends on vehicle. It depends on vehicle.
26,000 pounds.
No, that's wrong.
All right.
26,000 pounds. That's 26,000 pounds on what vehicle?
Are you DOT?
Well, let's put it this way.
Are you DOT certified?
I'm closer to DOT than you are, sir. And
well, that's not answering his question.
Hey, just like I told you before, last time I talked to you, you ain't nothing but a T-shirt, and that's all you ever going to be.
No, sir. Well, you're wrong then, you're wrong now.
You don't have
You're wrong then, you're wrong now.
No, you're wrong.
I have the authority. You're wrong then, wrong now.
You need to stick with your neighborhood watch. That's what you need to do.
It's not neighborhood watch, sir. That's very insulting to call.
I'm telling you, they're not going to get rid of it.
Very insulting.
And they're going to declare a blue law. And when they declare a blue law, they're going to bring the National Guard in there. And
that's called a blue armband. That's called a blue armband, and we would have a curfew, but we would do it in a way that would not be offensive. Once
you,
of course, you're a different story.
You don't have the authority to do nothing. You're not a sworn-in officer. You don't have the authority to do nothing, sir.
Mr. Allen, you can hear the hysteria of this man. I'd have to take him down.
What do you mean, take him down?
He'd probably have to be taken into a three-step takedown.
Well, again, this man is asking questions that you have not answered to my satisfaction. They're all constitutional in nature.
I wear a blue armband. This guy just got done saying we're going to have blue armband laws. What have I been wearing for the last 10 years? Thank you. That's what I've been wearing for 10 years. Thank you very much.
At all, period. Your neighborhood watch. That's all you'll ever be.
Let me ask you, Alan. If you're hogtied in the back of my van, are you still going to be telling me that I don't have the authority?
You don't have the authority to do nothing, sir.
Yeah.
You don't have the authority to do nothing.
Yeah. If you're on your face,
I don't know what state you're in, but if you was in my state down here, they'd put you under the jail.
We've got the Tennessee now. Under the jail, we have the Tennessee auxiliary.
They're not going to let you police. They're not going to let you police the area that you live in.
TAU.
All you
we
have neighborhood watch.
In Memphis, we got TAU, Tennessee Auxiliary Unit. And that's
the bottom line.
Well,
Jay, what are you going to say when I get your officer, Jay? That's why you're
what
not
are you
a police
say?
Officer. You're going to be neighborhood watch. That's all you'll ever be,
Mr. Henry, I'd like to jump in on this.
Okay, I'm going to thank you very much, Alan, for your call, and very good point, sir. 877-876 Phil. Go ahead, Dave.
First of all, this gentleman was saying, there's going to be like what they say, blue.
Talking about blue laws, and
hold on for a minute, man. He's talking about that the police would not, that they bring in the National Guard. There's no need to bring in the National Guard if we retrain our police officers to get back to the business of taking scumbags off the street and not turning it over to some guy like Jay Santos, And
you guys have spent a long time insulting me, and now we find out there's not enough police officers, and I'm all you got. How does that make you feel?
If I've got anything to say about it, no, you're not all that we got.
All you got? I'm all you got. People have called me gay. They've said I look like a queer. They said I look queer. And
I was one of the people that did that.
Yeah, he said I looked all, you know, F-word. And me and my sub-commanders looked like, you know, this and that. Well, I'm all you got.
No, no, you're not all I got, man. I got me. I got me, you know.
You got you, but everybody else got me.
No, I got me.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Wow. Here is Sam listening on KTLK in San Clemente, California. Go ahead, Sam. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Thank you for taking
yes,
my
sir.
Call. I appreciate
yes,
you talking on this subject. First of all, regarding Jay and the Auxiliary Police Force and regarding Mr. Olivar, I understand the spirit that they want to achieve in terms of protecting the society, but they have to understand that this is completely wrong what they're doing. What the Auxiliary Police Force is, there's zero accountability whatsoever, and it's a complete slippery slope.
That's
who's
going
to be accountable to him when he goes in?
We talked to Major Elvis Denton.
I'm sorry?
I'd already said to you that we do report to Major Elvis Denton.
You can, but if you're saying that you can go in and you can go in and do any type of searches that you want to, because you feel that you need to be able to do the search, who sets those protocols? Is there a state that sets the protocols, or are you setting them privately?
And with the we are setting those based upon what we see in the newspaper. Obviously, you know, accountability slows things down. I'm not trying to say, no, we don't talk to people. I do talk to Major Elvis Denton. But if we see every day there's no police, we got to find out what's going on. If I got to go and check in a van, see if there's little, is there a guy taking pictures of little girls? It's impossible.
Well, with the issue with not having police forces and not having resources, it's not true. It's not
right.
That we don't have resources. It's that the resources aren't allocated properly. Both of these points, whether you're talking about giving police or police officers less training and more tasers, or whether going with a private auxiliary force, whether you want to call it Blackwater, whether you want to call it Minutemen militias, whatever it is, it's no accountability.
Those are very political. We're not political.
Not at all. They are all precursors to a police state. That's exactly what it is. People start off small. It's based on fear, and then they slip down this road because all you do is you prey on the fear of people because you use terms
now,
like
sir, I think you got us wrong.
Tied in the back of a van.
No. Batman, I said I'd hog-tie him. He's giving me a hard time. You know, I come into your home, and I say to you very nicely, Sam, you know, I don't want to have to. You know, is it all right if I look in the, you know, in this closet? I'm not kicking down doors.
No, but you're still... Are you going to say take no for an answer?
He asked the question in such a way so he's not going to say no. He's going, well, yeah, that's fine. So, I think you're a little paranoid, and I understand, you know, a lot of people paranoid these days. They don't have to be.
Go ahead.
Of course you're paranoid because you're the one asking for the power. It's not like you're giving it to anybody else. It's not like you're offering even transparency. You're saying, based on my opinion, I'm going to go in and search somebody's... I want the authority to be able to go in and search somebody's house.
Let me give an example of what we're talking about. We had a series of automobile accidents out on the 405 one weekend that had to do with SUVs losing wheels. We wanted to test the theory that it was weight-bearing. So we did do a flare drop. We got a lot of these very large... You know, I'll call it, you know, fat women. We're driving these SUVs, putting too much pressure on the axle. And, yeah, of course I'm going to get them out of that car, get their children out of that vehicle, and compound that vehicle until such time as we can, you know, get less, not have a fat man driving it. Now,
yeah,
some people say
who
that...
Who gets to make that decision? Who gets
well,
to
I got,
determine
I got
that decision?
Well, life and death situation, of course, I got to make a decision, you know.
But see, that's wrong, you know. This is Dave Oliver. And I think that, well, I know you're talking about a police state, but don't you think that it's better to tase a guy than sit there and play patty cake with him? I do.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'd rather pay.
If you genuinely believe that security and safety is more important than the freedom of our citizenry, then you might as well move to Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan, because that's exactly what they implore.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's nuts. Yeah, you're nuts. No way. No way.
Call it whatever you want to.
I don't believe
exactly
that either.
What
no,
it is. The America that I live in, the America that I live in doesn't just hand over all of its power to somebody who says, hey, you better be scared because I'm the one who's going to protect you.
Well, I think, sure, when we see that, you know, there needs to be a little bit of control. I'm not, like, no Iranian. I'm just, you know, Citizens Auxiliary Police, but you're, you know, I don't know this guy.
Yeah, I think that tasing people.
Okay, thank you very much. And, Sam, thank you for your call. Very sobering thoughts. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show. And you gentlemen talking, Dave and Jay, talking about the tasing of people or the going in through to a woman's underwear drawer. You got a lot of people out there that think the police are doing a fine enough job.
Police may be doing a fine enough job, Phil, but there's no money left for them. They cut taxes down. Nobody wants to pay no taxes, you know.
They don't want to pay no taxes, but they don't want to have you hog-tying somebody wearing a piss helmet, you know.
Well, guess what? I'm all you got. You know, I'm all you got now.
No, we got. I'm studying law enforcement to be a LAPD, okay?
They're not going to be able to hire you because they don't have enough money to hire you. And they're not going to put you out on the street with a billy stick and a gun and a taser and no information on how to use them.
Yeah. Talking about not how to use them, man, you know.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, you know.
Well, what are you talking about, Jay? You're out there on the street. You don't even have an official commission to be a police officer.
Well, I'm all you got, though, now. I'm all you got, because they can't afford no police. So that one lady that called me, she said I looked like a fairy wearing my pit helmet. I think she's going to come back, maybe think a little bit more about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos and Dave Oliva talking here about do we need fewer cops and less money? Do we need less cops and more volunteers? Because these cities cannot afford to pay the police during this recession. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, an art exhibit in Colorado is causing a stir for depicting Jesus in a very controversial way. We're going to be talking with Reverend Dave Castorini about that and his youth ministries and problems that he has encountered as well. It's very, very controversial. With me is Jay Santos and Dave Oliva. Jay with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Dave is a student of law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College. I'm going to put to you gentlemen, in the time we have remaining, a hypothetical, and I think I need for you both to address how you would handle it. You, Dave, advocate more police at less pay and less training, saying basically all our cops need are more billy sticks, more tasers, more guns. You, Jay, advocate the auxiliary police route, saying, quote, you're all I got.
Well, it's true, Mr. Innit.
All right, hold on. So, and as a auxiliary police officer, we would have no police. We'd have you. So I want to start with Dave. How would you handle, Dave, a hostage situation where a man is holding, let's say, a woman and child in a house?
Well, that would be a tactical unit responsibility, Mr. Henry. You're asking me about a tactical unit. You know,
no, but it's police work. How would you handle that?
Well, I mean, the first thing I would do is I call in a tactical unit, if you've ever heard about it, Special Weapons and Tactics, otherwise known as...
Yeah, it's called SWAT. I heard about it.
I was going to, if you allow me to say it, because I'm the one representing police.
I know, but you said it.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I wanted to say it. It's called SWAT. And I would call in Special Weapons and Tactics, at which time I would then use a flashbang as well as a stun grenade and just storm the window, everything, you know, just go. And
well, would you determine where the woman and the child are?
You could do that, yeah. But you've got to figure that they're going to be in the living room because the guy, if he's taken a hostage, he's going to want to watch TV and he's going to want the people with him, so he's most likely in the living room. But I would just go with a flashbang and then go in, you know, and...
But sending in the special weapons and tactics?
What?
The special weapon...
Yeah, you send them in, and everybody, but not pussyfoot around. I mean, the police, they push, like, look at the SLA shootout. They're all, hey, come on out. You know, do you want a turkey sandwich? What is that about? What is that about, you know? I would have just gone in and just, and when they did not have no hostage, neither.
All right, Jay, you.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, Phil, because we are the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we do, we use our wits, as well as, yes, I can, if I have to, kill with my bare hands, and I don't want to have to do that.
And how do you do that?
Well, I'm sure you've seen how they twist the neck, you know, just the head goes backwards. I don't know how, what it's called, but...
So you'd go in and twist the guy's neck?
No, no, I would first use the voice command, which is... Get out of there now. Get out of there now. Or, as I said to you on a show the other day, put your hands up and come around. But you were laughing at me then.
What are you talking about, man? Twist their neck.
No, you twist the head around so it's backwards. And
Phil Hendry.